of night, when the town sleeps tight, mysteries unfold under the pale moonlight. Whispers in the shadows, secrets left unspoken. Every locked door hides a truth yet to be broken. Welcome to the dark side of the street, where the stories and the silence meet. Listen close, the details you can't miss. In the echoes of the True Crime Abyss.
Hello and welcome to our very first episode of True Crime Abyss. Today's episode, where we will delve into a chilling segment of Dallas's darker history, exploring the sinister case of Charles Albright, also known as the Eyeball Killer. This true crime story unfolds through the meticulous investigation led by Detective Laura Hernandez, who confronted one of the most perplexing and gruesome serial killers of the early 90s. As we narrate the events that led to the capture and conviction of Albright, we will uncover the critical role of forensic science and psychological analysis in solving crimes that seem to be ripped straight from a horror film. Prepare yourself for a journey into the depths of human depravity and the relentless pursuit of justice, the face of unimaginable terror.
Dallas in the early 1990s presented a stark contrast of booming economic prosperity shadowed by a burgeoning crime rate that crept through its sprawling urban landscape. As the city basked in its modern renaissance, a chilling undercurrent of fear was about to emerge from the shadows, manifesting in a series of crimes that would haunt the community for years to come. It was a brisk December morning when the body was discovered in an alley off the less-traveled side of Oak Cliff, a part of town that knew the hard edge of neglect. The victim was identified as Mary Pratt, a local known to police through minor misdemeanors and occasional brushes with the city's darker trades. At first glance, the scene mirrored a sadly familiar script of urban homicide, but the devil lay in the details, details which would unravel a story as macabre as it was unprecedented. Mary's body was found by a garbage truck driver, who initially mistook the figure sprawled in the dim light for a discarded mannequin. As the reality set in, so did the horror. The precision of her wounds was unsettling enough, but it was the void where her eyes should have been that sent cold shivers down the spine of even the most seasoned detectives at the scene. It was a surgical act, executed with chilling expertise. Her eyes had been removed with neither random brutality nor any evident struggle. Detective Laura Hernandez, a 10-year veteran of the Dallas Police Department, was among the first on the scene. Her experience in homicide had inured her to many things, but this was different. The calculated nature of this act suggested a perpetrator of a different caliber, a hunter of humans with a dark predilection for trophies. As the crime scene unit scoured the area for evidence, the news began to ripple outward, setting the stage for a media frenzy and a public gripped by both fear and a morbid fascination. Initial forensics turned up little, no fingerprints, no DNA traces on the victim's body. The killer had been meticulous, leaving behind nothing but the haunting image of a crime meant to shock and confound. The police department, under pressure from an anxious public and a voracious press, threw its resources into the investigation. A task force was quickly assembled, pulling in officers from various units. Their first order of business was to comb through Mary's life, looking for connections or motives, but what they found was a woman who had few enemies and even fewer secrets worth killing for. As Hernandez steered her team through the burgeoning case, she couldn't shake the feeling that they were dealing with a predator unlike any other, a shadow within the city's midst who watched, waited, and wanted to be seen. The search for this killer would demand more than just routine detective work. It required delving into the darkest corners of human nature. And so, as Dallas continued its daily bustle, oblivious to the nightmare unfolding in its back alleys, Detective Hernandez prepared for the hunt. Little did she know, this case would not only test her skills as a detective but would also lead her into the heart of darkness that lurked just beneath the surface of civilized society. As the investigation into Mary Pratt's murder progressed, the task force led by Detective Laura Hernandez faced mounting pressure. The public was alarmed, and the media were relentless, each day without a suspect only feeding the frenzy further. Complicating matters, the gruesome nature of Mary's murder suggested this was not an isolated incident. It bore the hallmarks of a potential serial offender, one with a specific and disturbing signature. 2 weeks after the discovery of Mary's body, a second victim was found. Susan Peterson, another resident with a similar background to Mary, was discovered in a secluded park on the outskirts of Dallas. The scene bore a chilling resemblance to the first. Susan, too, had been left with her eyes surgically removed, her life extinguished with the same cold precision. The pattern was undeniable now, and the city's unease turned into outright terror. Detective Hernandez pored over the case files, looking for any link between the victims other than their tragic fates. Both women were in their late 30s, had histories of minor drug offenses, and were known in the same small circles within the city's nightlife. Yet, as Laura dug deeper, the personal connections seemed coincidental, overshadowed by the glaring forensic signature left by the killer. Forensic analysis became the backbone of the investigation. The meticulous removal of the eyes indicated someone with medical knowledge, or at least surgical skills, which drastically narrowed down the profile of their suspect. The task force collaborated with medical examiners and consulted with experts in ophthalmology and forensic psychology to understand the significance of the eyes in the killer's psyche. The police also intensified their ground efforts, conducting interviews and setting up surveillance around areas frequented by the victims. Undercover officers mingled in bars and night spots, hoping to catch a break or overhear a conversation that might lead to a suspect. Despite these efforts, the killer remained a ghost, his actions seemingly calculated to avoid detection. Amidst the sprawling investigation, a breakthrough came unexpectedly. A local pawn shop owner contacted the police after recognizing a distinctive piece of jewelry during a nightly news segment about the victims. It was a ring he remembered buying from a man a few days after the first murder. The shop's security footage was grainy but promising, capturing a man of medium build, his face obscured by a hat and sunglasses. Detective Hernandez and her team rushed to secure the footage and circulate the man's image to all units. They also traced the origins of the ring, confirmed as belonging to Mary Pratt by her distraught family. This link, the first solid piece of evidence connecting someone to the crime scenes, reignited hope within the task force. The ring, mundane yet damning, might just lead them to the eyes of the storm, the eyeball killer. Detective Hernandez reflects on the paradox of their search, seeking a man who takes sight yet leaves his victims unseen, a reminder of the darkness that can dwell within the human soul. The pawn shop footage became a linchpin in the investigation. Detective Laura Hernandez felt a mix of adrenaline and guarded optimism as she and her team worked around the clock, analyzing every frame for clues that could lead them to the suspect. The image was shared with local and national law enforcement agencies, casting a wide net in hopes of catching the elusive killer. In the days following the pawn shop lead, the task force received numerous tips, each one meticulously followed up. However, it was a tip from a neighboring city's police officer that turned the tide. The officer recognized the man in the footage as Charles Albright, a former teacher and known taxidermist who had once been charged with petty theft and assault in his younger years. Albright's background raised immediate red flags for several reasons. His past included a disturbing fascination with taxidermy, learned from his adoptive mother, and a history of theft that often involved items of peculiar and personal value. Moreover, Albright had previously undertaken medical studies, although he never completed his degree. This combination of skills and history painted a chilling portrait that fit the profile the task force had been constructing. With Albright identified as a prime suspect, the investigation intensified. Detective Hernandez secured a warrant to search Albright's home, where they discovered a trove of books on human anatomy and surgical procedures, along with a collection of taxidermy supplies and equipment. Most damning were several pairs of surgical gloves and a set of meticulously clean surgical tools. However, they found no human remains or eyes, which meant direct evidence linking him to the murders was still elusive. The task force also interviewed neighbors and acquaintances. They painted a picture of Albright as a quiet, somewhat eccentric figure, who kept to himself but was occasionally seen in the company of various women. His polite demeanor and intellectual interests had earned him a measure of respect in the community, which made the suspicions against him all the more shocking. Armed with circumstantial evidence and bolstered by the testimony of those who knew him, Detective Hernandez and her team brought Albright in for questioning. The interrogation was tense, with Albright maintaining a calm and collected demeanor throughout. He denied any involvement in the murders, claiming his interests in anatomy and surgery were purely scientific and his taxidermy a harmless hobby. Despite his denials, the circumstantial evidence was compelling enough for the police to hold Albright on suspicion of murder while they continued gathering more definitive proof. Detective Hernandez felt the pressure mounting as they prepared for the possibility of a trial. They needed a concrete link between Albright and the crimes, something more than just the coincidences and circumstantial evidence they had. The breakthrough came when forensic analysis of the surgical tools from Albright's home revealed microscopic traces of human tissue and blood that matched the DNA of one of the victims. This evidence, coupled with the pawn shop's ring, provided the concrete link needed to charge Albright officially. Detective Hernandez reflects on the journey of the case, from the dark alleys of Dallas to the quiet, disturbing order of Albright's home. The city, once plagued by fear, could now hope for justice, but the shadows cast by such evil would linger, challenging the community to reconcile with the darkness it had harbored. The trial of Charles Albright, dubbed the Eyeball Killer by the media, was set to be a landmark case, not only for its gruesome details but also for the intense public scrutiny it attracted. The courtroom was packed each day, a mix of curious onlookers, journalists, and a deeply concerned community seeking closure and justice. Detective Laura Hernandez sat in the courtroom, her notes and files a testament to the months of relentless investigation. She was a key witness for the prosecution, her testimony crucial in laying out the detailed narrative of how Albright was identified and linked to the murders through both circumstantial and forensic evidence. The prosecution presented a compelling case. They outlined Albright's peculiar interest in human anatomy and his skill in taxidermy, painting a picture of a man who had not only the knowledge but also the means to carry out the surgical removals. The most damning evidence was the forensic analysis linking the tissue found on Albright's surgical tools to the victims. This, combined with the testimony about the ring sold at the pawn shop, formed the backbone of the case against him. Albright's defense was equally robust. His attorney argued that the evidence was purely circumstantial and highlighted Albright's lack of a violent history. They proposed that his interest in anatomy and taxidermy was academic and hobbyist, not criminal. The defense also questioned the integrity of the police investigation, suggesting that the pressure to solve the case may have led to tunnel vision in pinning the crimes on Albright. Throughout the trial, expert witnesses from both the fields of criminal psychology and forensic science were called upon. The psychologists provided insights into the possible motivations behind the killer's need to remove the eyes, suggesting it could signify a deeper psychological disorder, while forensic experts debated the reliability of the DNA evidence, given the small amount and degraded condition. Detective Hernandez watched as the jury wrestled with the complex interplay of forensic evidence and psychological profiling. The atmosphere in the courtroom was tense, with the palpable emotion of the victims' families contrasted starkly against Albright's calm, almost detached demeanor. After weeks of testimony, the jury retired to deliberate. The wait was agonizing for everyone involved. Finally, they returned with a verdict, guilty on all counts. The courtroom erupted into a mix of relief and sobbing as the sentence was read, life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. As the trial concluded, Detective Hernandez felt a mixture of satisfaction and sorrow. Justice had been served, but the lives lost could not be returned. The community could start to heal, but the scars would remain. Outside the courthouse, the media swarmed, eager to capture the reactions from the trial's conclusion. Detective Hernandez declined to comment, feeling that her work spoke for itself. She knew this case would linger in her mind, a stark reminder of the darkness that can lurk behind a seemingly ordinary facade. In the weeks following the trial, the city of Dallas began the slow process of recovery. The media circus dwindled, the sensational headlines faded, but the memories of the ordeal lingered in the community's collective consciousness. Detective Laura Hernandez found herself reflecting on the case, pondering the deeper meanings and the lessons learned. The eyeball killer had been brought to justice, but the scars he left behind were indelible. Families of the victims sought to rebuild their lives, each in their own way. Some found solace in advocacy, speaking out against violent crime and working to support other families affected by similar tragedies. Others preferred to retreat from the public eye, seeking privacy to mourn and heal. Detective Hernandez often visited schools and community centers, sharing her experiences from the case to educate the public on safety and awareness. She emphasized the importance of community vigilance and the crucial role of forensic science in solving modern crimes. Her talks also touched on the psychological aspects of criminal behavior, aiming to demystify the motives behind such heinous acts. the police department itself underwent significant changes. The Albright case had exposed gaps in their procedures, particularly in the handling and analysis of forensic evidence. New protocols were established, and additional funding was secured to enhance the forensic units. Training programs were also revamped to better prepare officers for handling complex and high-profile cases. As for Hernandez, the case had changed her in profound ways. She felt a greater sense of duty but also a heavier burden. The faces of the victims and their families haunted her, a constant reminder of the stakes involved in her work. The satisfaction of solving the case was tempered by the knowledge that such darkness existed, capable of emerging again, perhaps in another city, under another guise. Months later, Hernandez found herself at a conference on criminal justice, where she was invited to speak about the Albright case. Her presentation detailed the investigation's challenges and successes, and she spoke candidly about the emotional toll it had taken on her and her team. The audience, a mix of law enforcement professionals, legal experts, and students, listened intently, drawing lessons from her experiences. The conference ended with a panel discussion on the future of criminal investigation. Topics ranged from the integration of AI in forensic analysis to the ethical implications of psychological profiling. Hernandez contributed thoughtfully, advocating for a balanced approach that respected individual rights while protecting the community. As she drove home from the conference, the city's skyline silhouetted against the twilight, Hernandez felt a complex mix of emotions. The road ahead would undoubtedly present new challenges, but she was ready. The case had taught her the importance of perseverance, the value of science in justice, and the unyielding strength of the human spirit. The story of the eyeball killer would remain a dark chapter in Dallas history, but it was a chapter that had closed, allowing new stories of hope, resilience, and renewal to be written.
In today's episode, we explored the chilling case of Charles Albright, the eyeball killer whose gruesome crimes challenged the Dallas community and its detectives in the 90s. Through the story, Detective Laura Hernandez's relentless pursuit, we gained insights into the critical roles of forensic science and psychological profiling in criminal investigations. Reflecting on this darker chapter, we recognize the importance of vigilance and justice in preventing such tragedies and understanding the complexities of human nature. This is Barry Solomon. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week.
In the echoes of the true crime of